Look at, we're recording. We're recording. Hey, everybody, welcome to Hangar 66, not Keys to the Jet.
Nope.
You guys, because I know Rhino and I know Frere are going to be like, yeah, Keys. Like, it's Hangar 66. Let me turn a little mood music on here. But yeah, lagging. I'm Red. And we've got some other people here with us. Who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
Anybody? Nobody's going to talk? Cool. I guess I'll talk for you. Well, we've got our normal. You
look like you're raving something.
We've got Blackbeard. No, I'm turning on some music here. We got Blackbeard's here. Rhino's here today. And we've got a fucking guest with us today, finally. What are we calling you? What's your... The good sir, is that what we're calling you today? Or can we fucking use your last name? Or
Frere, if you want to use Frere, but yeah, I just that's my name I've made throughout my military career, so that's usually what I go by.
People get scared sometimes to come on here if they're military, they're like, oh, I'm scared of that. I'm just I signed an NDA and I don't know what I'm doing. Like OG, like I'm trying to get OG on. And he is scared, bro.
Why? Like, you know what you can talk about, you know what you can't talk about, and it's just being like, you know what lane you got to stay in, and it's just staying in it. I mean,
yeah, like, OG's like so close to retiring that he's like so scared. Yep. I'm like, dude, just come on and fucking talk, bro. It's like, it's normal shoot the shit bullshit. So it's not like we're talking about technical stuff. What, like, what is the wing diameter of a fucking... fuck shit, you know, like mobile.
What is a fuck shit?
A fuck shit mobile? I don't know what a fuck shit mobile is.
Explain to me what this fuck shit mobile is. Does it fly?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
I'm curious. You piqued my interest now.
Yes.
Well, I can't talk about it because that would technically be, you know, talking about the fuck shit mobile in technical terms, and I can't do that.
We're just janitors, man.
We're just janitors.
You clean up the fuck shits.
The good sir.
Yes, sir.
Who are you? What do you do?
Well, I'm currently at the moment a section chief in the United States Air Force. I've got about 17 and a half years in right now. So I'm almost to retirement, and that's what I'm waiting for because my body isn't holding up as good as it used to. So.
Yeah, you are
but close besides
retirement.
That, man, I am 20, baby. Whew. And then right now, I just do forging, working on hot rods. I want to get back into tattooing. A few of the things me and the kiddo's been doing is working with his 3D printer, or he'll do his digital art, and I kind of help him push that way. So I'm trying to push him to be the best he can. And besides that, I survive every day. That is what I do.
Fucking surviving. Okay. So Air Force. What'd you do? What did you start out at? Take us from the beginning.
I started back in the OG over at Kendall Air Force Base over in the second to none, baby. Second to none. You know what that Arn.
Woo!
If
your tails ain't split.
Models. That's right. And then, because I believe, I want to say I was on one aircraft before I got onto the aircraft with McNeil, because McNeil was 2032, which was, I believe, the group jet at the time, and I got put under him as the ADCC, because I still have the binder to that in my collection. How
Hell
I got
yeah.
that, I don't know.
Hell yeah.
It just showed up. I went from there, went to Korea for a year, where I was over in the Pantons, and I believe I was on aircraft 703. Crewed that one on the line.
What's the
Wonton? Over in Kunsan.
Huh? 16s?
Pantons.
16s?
Wonton.
Yep. Pantons.
Wonton?
I see what you're doing there. So I went and worked on the 16s for a little bit. Good time there. Went to England where I worked phase for about 9 months on the E models. And then I moved over to crash recovery. I've done about 10 and a half years total between England and Seymour.
Shady J.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I've almost been there for 6 years.
Is it? So the moniker Shady J, is there a reason why they call it Shady J still?
A lot of people that I have talked to there is more of it's like they consider it a black hole. Not that it's a black hole before anybody is like, oh God, that's where the world's going to end. That's not the case. It's just a lot of people kind of get stuck there and they don't end up leaving. And I don't know if that's more of a technical, like they're being identified or marked correctly in a system. Maybe I'm not 100% sure, but there's some people who's been there for a hot minute.
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt. Every base I've been to so far, fucking everybody's like, yeah, it's a black fucking hole.
Everybody's,
you know,
that.
Edwards, black fucking hole. Tyndall, black fucking hole.
Black hole.
Nellis, black fucking hole. I mean, like,
I think there's a
every team.
I mean, I don't think it is. I mean, I feel like if you wanted to leave, you could. Now, as of late, there's been a lot of people leaving because they did that whole. That everybody made tech, and then everybody sewed on tech, and then Korea was like, we need techs. And then what happens? Okay. Like, everybody and their mother leaves. It got bad. So I think there was like roughly about 40 people who just instantly got picked up for Korea, whether it was Osun or Kunsan, and then they were like, bloop, 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 gone.
Damn.
It was the
from
great
then I went in pretty much. So, went from doing crash recovery during my time there. I mean, I picked up probably roughly, I want to say about 20 or 25, mostly like UAV styles. I had one big pickup for the HH-60. I think they had a big thing. I think it was back in, when was it? I'd have to look at the exact time, but it was when John Lee 22 had went down. That was the biggest, I would say, cleanup that I was a part of for John Lee 22. Besides that, the rest of them were just kind of like on the runway, putting, what is it? The wheel skates and stuff on it, or towing it off, or replacing a wheel. Nothing super major.
Super technical, but I went from about the fuck shit movie.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of baggings here and there to change stuff out, but that's just because they either landed hard or locked the brakes up. Besides that, I went from doing crash recovery for that time to QA finally, when they finally released me from recovery. That one was a
QA lives.
I didn't know QA if I was actually going to get released.
Yeah.
They do.
QA lives matter.
So I was the one they called the Santa Claus, even though I never won the Santa Claus award. I would usually go out there and teach because I feel like that's what QA was about, was like teaching people. Obviously, you would have to do your fails when you did certain fails. But for me, it was more of a teaching thing than it was going out there and kind of failing everybody.
It is more about training than busting balls, that I've learned being a janitor, cleaning shit up. For the last 4 years, like, you gotta go and use it as training instead of like, I'm gonna fuck your shit up, like, you know, because I can fuck your shit up,
because everybody does.
I can fuck your shit up, but I'm gonna use it as a training opportunity first.
Exactly. And I feel like that's just more because once they did that hole where they kicked a bunch of people out, we lost a bunch of experience. And I mean, you had some pretty decent guys. But I mean, like this one time I went out there and it was just like a simple PRCA. And you had like, I want to say there's like 4-7 levels. And I went out there to do like the whole, they do this KTL where we have to check the dry rig for like your pen 1047 and stuff. Right. And I'm like, this is super tight. And I was like, Who did this? And they're like, you know, they do the whole finger point, right? And I'm like, okay. So I went to grab it, and I kid you not, it felt like it was going to rip my shoulder out. It was so tight. And I was like, this isn't going to float. Who did this and why? So they went back and redid everything. Everything was good after that. But it's most of those types that I like, is just making sure information gets passed to them. So that way they do a good job. For QA, I did it for like 2 years. I think it was 2 years, 3 months, because at the end of it, I got picked up for a solo deployment. So I did about 4 months. It was like four and a half months of inspecting. Then I did chief inspector right before I left. I got back. I expedited for about, I want to say about 6 months, and then I took over section chief of support. So,
hell yeah.
Can't really complain, boss, man.
Fucking chill. Yeah,
you've got pretty good dudes. And
fucking 20 years, man. That's crazy. Right? You know, this coming year would be my 20-year mark, too. If I would have stayed in, it would have been, it'd be in August. August 23rd. Would be my 20-year mark. But if I stayed in. But I didn't. E4 Mafia. But it's kind of cool where I'm at now. Okay. So you went in. Let's take it back. Let's take it back to basic training. Let's take it way back to basic training. Oh, I could do a montage. You want me to do a montage in the video? I could probably when was it? Okay. Basic training, if you can remember that far.
Yep, I can.
What squadron were you in basic training?
That I'd have to look at the picture on the wall. I remember Ish the Flight, but I also got recycled twice.
Why?
What'd you do?
Mechanics and everything I'm good with. When it comes to tests, my anxiety goes through the roof. I just suck at it no matter what it is. So it was actually me, and I won't say his name, but it was me and another brother. And we were actually taking the test at the same time, and we made the same grade twice. But obviously, we were like far apart, right?
Right.
So we failed. You were cheating. Right. So they're like, hey, so we failed the once, we failed the twice, and the third time we finally passed, and then they pressed us on. But our flight had already moved on, went on to Shepherd and wherever they were going. But yeah, so I ended up getting held back, and then I finally passed, went and did the blue stuff. And then I remember, I can't remember her name. She was a tech at the time. I want to say she kind of had some anger management issues, though, because I heard some stories when I left. I'm not sure if she's still attacked, but I'll leave it at that. As long as no names said, nobody can say anything.
It's been 20 years, dude. Yeah, they're not there anymore. It's been a minute.
Yeah, because that's when they still had Warrior Week and everything like that.
So you went in 05? You went in
07.
07.
07.
Okay. You have any favorite? You have any favorite parts basic training? Like, you have any favorite things or memories? Like, because I remember, so I'll give you one of mine. And people listening have heard it before. I used to have impressions on my flight mates. I don't remember them now, but because it's been 20 fucking years. Yeah. But when I would go through the fucking chow hall to go out, they would stop me at the snake pit, fucking TI, and he'd be like, I hear you have impressions of your flight mates, training yard. And I was like, oh shit, here we go. And he was like, see these TIs right here? I want you to make them laugh, or you can get on your fucking face. So, you know what I mean? Like, so I'd have to do the impressions of my flight mates and make them laugh. They try not to show it, obviously, in front of the people.
Yeah, they have like hats down and like staring at you really hard.
Yeah, and so I made them laugh, and then they're like, get the fuck out of here, you know what I mean? That kind of shit, you know? But yeah, I still remember some stuff from basic, like, I was in 324th. I still remember the whole, when they yell Knights, they'd be like, Knights! They'd be like, we're hard, tough, ruthless Knights, rough, raw, ready to fight, hit the floor, Harley Core, represent 324, who, Knights, who, Knights, who, Knights? Like, I still remember that shit 20 years later. It's fucking ingrained, dude. It's weird. Even though, like, I've killed so many fucking brain cells since then, I still remember all that shit. It's so fucking weird.
Well, it beat it into your skull constantly. I remember mine, too.
I guess I got the easier route.
How about you, Blackbeard? You still remember it?
I don't remember the fucking number on it, but it was just the hardworking, motivated, trustworthy, dedicated, never ever be a dud. That's because it's second to none. Hoorah! No, it was second to none. They were the fucking Eagle fucking squadron picture. I don't remember the number.
Oh, I want... Man, I'll have to see if I can. If I can get it, my mom can give me a picture. She still got the BMT picture up on the wall of the flight that I was in when I graduated. I would say this one time, I mean, I don't know if he's still in, because at the time, my MTI was, I think it was, man, what was his name?
It's been 20
years. Well, I still remember his name, but I won't say it just in case. But yeah, this dude was like short, bald-headed, and just always angry. Always angry. And I remember when we first showed up, he was like, you just wait till we get the clearance. He's like, y'all motherfuckers are going to taste the floor. I promise you, you are going to just kiss it every single day. You just wait till we get the clearance. And I remember like this one time we had went back to the dorms, whatever, and he went through and he was, I don't know if he's just upset or mad. He was going through like everybody's lockers and stuff. And then he just starts flipping shit, like socks, beds. He's like, everybody to the day room now. And then we're all interlocked in arms.
Make the wall sweat.
And I was, that floor was so sweaty, bro. It was just like a coating.
Maybe we had the same TI, because that sounds like the guy I had too.
His last name started with an F, and I was just like, I will never forget his name just because I was like, oof, this dude, such either he just dick. Loves his job or he just doesn't love his job. It's one or the other.
Yo, there was another time in basic. I'm sorry. Another time in basic. I know this is your interview and we're interviewing you for air, but I do want to, bring
up. He constantly interrupts everybody.
I do. This is what I do. Yeah. This dude pulled out a fucking roll of socks from my drawer and it had hair sticking out because, back then
they had stickies inside the sock?
No. So it was like they used to just wash everybody's shit together, remember? Back then.
Yeah, you'd have a laundry crew, and that would be their job.
They just wash everybody's shit together. Well, he pulled a fucking roll of socks out, and it had hair, like a couple of hairs sticking out. And he goes, training arm, how the fuck do you get pubic hair in your socks? And I was like, dude. I was like, sir, training arm, forces ordered. I have hairy fucking legs, and lifted my fucking BDU pants. And he's like, flip my shit, and then he's like, get on your face, you know what I mean? That was a good time.
Yeah, because I remember they had the chow hall duty where you would work chow hall, and that was like your duty. They would have where you would do laundry, you would just wash clothes. I want to say that was like the two main duties. And obviously you would have like your leader for the flight, if I remember as well. I remember ours got fired pretty quickly, and then another one took his place. I'm trying to remember, making sure I'm not confusing you. I don't believe so. Yeah. So there was a time where we interlocked, did push-ups, and I would say the other time was Warrior Camp. That was pretty cool, because that was kind of like a new experience to me at the time. And plus, just the tents and the cots and everything like that. I mean, I didn't mind it. I kind of enjoyed it. I
still remember the smell.
You talking about the mildew and mold that was inside the tent?
The mildew, the mold, the fucking gas chamber. I still remember just like...
I remember the gas chamber smell.
All the smells. I could still smell them in my sleep.
It just gives you that nice little reminiscence of like, the good days.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Great days. Okay. So and now then, we've gone through... Go ahead.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I was about to go on to the next step, because after BMT, then we go to en route training, which is at Old Shepherd.
Oh, okay. All right.
Old 362, right?
The crew. 362, the crew. Boots cost money.
And I was in the old building when they still had the cafeteria that was up under.
Hey, baby.
Before the
lady underneath. Hey, baby, you want some of this food?
That's kind of like the lady at the chow hall here. Yeah, you're making me have to scratch my memories, good sir. I just remember I would always go get biscuit and gravy and eggs, and that was about it. But because like this is the first time I went to the chow hall today here. And then I went in there, And she was like, "Hey, Shug, what do you want to eat today?" And I was like, "You just got a low chow hall, right? Like, you get the nice people." And I was like, "You know what? Hook me up with an omelet. You know, give me some olives, some ham." She's like, "I got you, Shug. It'll just be a few seconds." I'm like, "Okay." And I'm just standing. I'm like, "Man, there's nice people all the way around."
Hell yeah.
362. There are some shenanigans. I won't go into deep tea. Because there's some stuff that followed that. I don't know if you remember, good sir. It wasn't because just me as a person. It was just I was unaware of a situation, and the situation followed after I was trying to be honest about it, and then they got upset with me about it. So, yeah. But long story short, 362 wasn't a bad time. Enjoyed my time there. I slightly remember. I don't remember if we ever got the toolbox tossed or a drawer of tools, though. I remember hearing a couple of stories where somebody couldn't find a socket or something, and they would take the drawer out and just toss it. And then they would have to do the whole find everything that goes inside the box.
At tech school?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a dick.
They were a little bit hardcore back then, from what I heard. I mean, I don't remember it in my flight, but I remember a couple of stories where people were like, "Yeah, it was pretty shitty." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And they're like, "Yeah, like they went to go do like checking the toolbox. All the tools weren't there, and they're like, huh, all the tools ain't here?" I was like, bro,
I don't remember that kind of shit. Tech school was fun for me because I was fucking 20. I turned 21. So I go to the E Club right across the street. Get fucking hammered trash. Then people have to drag me across the fucking street. Or I go to the fucking mini mall and have pitchers and wings while fucking football's playing. Yeah, let's go.
But yeah, so with Shepherd in itself, pretty decent time. Good people there. Besides that, I didn't really go out too much. Really just kind of stay with probably like the training and stuff like that. I think I might have went off base maybe 3 or 4 times. I did go back home, get my own car because I was tired of driving or walking everywhere.
Yeah.
So, because I think mine was split between Christmas. So I went home for Christmas and then I drove back.
Nice.
And then after that, it was the trip to Tyndall, which was from Shepherd to Biloxi, and then it was Louisiana, but Biloxi, and then it was off to old Tyndall Air Force Base.
Yeah, yes. Okay. All right. So we're at Tyndall. We're at Tyndall now.
Yep.
You're hot training. What? Yeah, okay. Hot training. What year was that? So 2008, you're over at hot training, right?
Yeah, because that was actually probably about, I would say January, February time, because that's when we went over there and they're like, "Hey, you're going to be going to the second. Here's Cookie and here's Reasoner. These are going to be your bosses." And I was like, and those names have always resonated with me no matter what. I don't know if you remember them, sir.
Oh, call two. Call two. Yes, I remember Cookie. I remember Reasoner too.
Cookie.
Oh, and then one more. Oh, what's his name? I have him on Facebook. I keep up with him, or I usually look at his page to see how he's doing and stuff. But he was another one that was there as well. He worked along, I think, with Reasoner, if I remember correctly. Let's see. So I got to see some names you probably know. I think I've talked to Parks once or twice. Hop, I seen him not too long ago. He was down visiting, so I got to go hang out with Hop, you know. Oh, Hop! Yeah. It's good seeing him. And then we were over at Totals when I seen him. Who else have I stayed in contact with? Huh. met a lot of people while I was in AR, but I'm trying to think of more back.
So, okay.
Lewis.
Let's go to Tyndall. Let's go to Tyndall.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You're at Tyndall. No, you're okay. You're okay. Mm-hmm. You're at Tyndall. Tell us some memorable parts of Tyndall being at the second
memorable AMA. Part.
One of your favorite. Tell us one of your favorite, and then I want you, and you can be a dick, just tell me your first impressions of me, because I want to hear it. I need my ego stroked for a second, okay?
This fat fucking piece of shit. Red-headed piece of shit.
Oh, man, really happy. Because wasn't you on mids for a long time?
Yeah. I was on mids and swings for a long time.
Yeah, because I remember you'd stay between those two because it was either the maintenance or it was the servicing. And I remember one of those. I know I was on day shift for a little while, and I think I transitioned during a couple of the monsoons when it was that heavy rain that was coming through.
Dude,
man, memorable moments. Oh,
one of your favorite moments. Or a memorable moment, whatever you have.
No, I would say the TD, my first. Oh, actually, I got a good hole. So I'll do my three here. All right. I don't know if you'll get upset about this, but my three.
No.
So my first TDY was up to Alaska, up at Elmendorf.
Yeah.
I went to the LSU Penn State game, and I got to be on the infield. And then the other one is when I got my incentive flight and. Texas.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So hell yeah, dude. Those are my three awesome. Memorable ones. Because we got to go see some pretty cool stuff up there in Alaska. I think we got to go see the 24-mile glacier that was up there. Did like a little toasting of wine on that. Came back from that. Then there was the LSU Penn State game where they had like, man, I want to say it was like 20 police cars, and we were in this rickety van. And we were just punching it down the road, and it was raining just to get us to the game in time because they had just finished the flyover. So we were just going like down Main Street all the way to, I want to say that was in Orlando, if I remember correctly. Yeah, and then I remember, who was it? Oh, it was Cookie. What's the guard base next to Lackland?
Kelly.
Okay, so I think we're at Kelly. I want to say Kelly Air
Kelly
Force,
Field
Air Guard Base or whatever it was.
Yeah,
there
Kelly
you go,
Field.
Kelly Field. And because I remember Bova had launched out my plane. Cookie had told me that there was paperwork to pick up at the little officer's place. He's like, "Hey, don't make sure you don't have anything on you that you're not supposed to. They need you to go pick something up." And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." Little A1C me at the time, right? Maybe senior airman. I was like, "Cool." So I went up there, and then. Got up there, I seen the pod, then I was like, "Hey, I'm here to pick up some paperwork." He's like, "What's your last name?" I was like, "Fern." He's like, "Nah, man, you're here to fly." And I was like, he's like, "Yep." He's like, "You were just," he's like, "You hungry?" So then he stuffed me full of breakfast burritos,
shit.
Right? Because what's the best thing you want to do, right? So I actually remember this flight very vividly, right? So it was a reserve pilot who hadn't flown in like 2 weeks.
Did we lose him?
Oh.
He's frozen.
Hello. Okay, there we go. Sorry. Oh. Everybody kind of went to the little squirrel marks. It might be my wonderful internet I got here.
Probably.
Yeah.
So I remember how I went and got fitted and everything. I came back. I believe Boba was there. Oh.
Are you back? You're back.
Medical issues. I think I'm back. Y'all like disappeared for a second, and then it was like the three circles are going in and out, and I was like, "What's happening?"
Yeah.
So I remember Bo was out there. I want to say he might have been launching me, or might have been Lewis. So I got up in the cockpit, got all set up. Pilot got up front. We kind of went through the whole checklist and stuff. He's like, "Yeah, just keep your hands off stuff." He's like, "I'll let you know when to touch things. I'll let you know when not to. Just keep your feet away. Make sure you don't interfere with the stick." And I was like, "Cool." So then we get to the point where they launch us out, and obviously, you know. You go down the taxiway. I remember we took a left and then a right, went to EOR. We're at the end of runway, got pinned up and everything. He's like, "All right, man." He's like, "We're clear for a, what do they call it? It's the one where you go straight up. Yeah, Max Climb. There you go. Thank you.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, and he's like, okay. So we pull out onto the runway. We do a lift. We're sitting there. He's like, all right, man, go ahead and throttle up. And I was doing it slow, right? He's like, nah, man, you got to speed it up. So he, like, goes. But, I mean, I remember every single detail about it. I remember it just, like, slowly picked up. And we start speeding up. And then we get to the point. And then it goes from you feel the aircraft and you feel it slightly lift up. And then you sit there and wait for a second, and then you feel landing gears come up.
Yeah.
After I felt the landing gears up, he got me good, because then he was like, hey, are you ready back there? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And as soon as I got that last word, boy, he went back on that stick, and I was like, I did max climb. And man, I just remember there was like not a single cloud in the sky. Did the max climb. We basically went inverted like this, flipped over, and kept going. So then, like, where we were, you could see, like, all of, like, Houston, San Antonio. You could see, actually, like, the mountains over in Mexico. You could see the Gulf. We were so high. And then from that point, it kind of, like, went left. And I was looking, like, at the ramps and, like, the flight controls and how everything was, like, working.
Ask you how your day was. You distracted him.
Sorry. You were talking about your flight.
So I just remember seeing like the whole landscape and everything, because it was so clear. There was like nothing distracting. And then you can also see the other aircraft that were flying with us. So then I remember we did a couple more tests. He let me do a couple of the loops itself, a couple of the barrel rolls. But then he was trying to do the negative G's. And then that's where the burritos were trying to come back and say hello to me.
No!
They were trying hard. I was like,
hold on, I'll be right back.
He got me close. Okay.
Where are you going?
He got me pretty close with that.
Yep.
He got me pretty close to that. And then I remember we had finished our flight. We did a couple more of the city. We came back. We landed. I got out. But that was like one of the coolest things ever, which I feel like most people, especially if you're a crew chief, you should get the experience. And then after that one, like I said, it was the LSU Penn State game. I just remember they did the police escorting. But yeah, those are like the three most memorable things. Now, what I remember about Arn, man, let me think about this for a second. You know, that's when you're like, you know, all, you know, shave faced and everything. And you had the Badoos on.
I was the only one with BDUs on.
Yep.
You were hanging out to the last second.
I used to get yelled at, remember? Because they'd be like, well, because the few of us, there were a few of us that hung on to the last second. You'd be like, Arn, when are you going to put on ABUs? You know, and I was like, well, sir, technically I don't have to until this date. And then they're like, ah! Then they flip the shit.
I was trying to remember if it was, I remember Cookie would always get upset, but I can't remember because I remember like, because wasn't it like you and Boo that was always on like the same shift?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Because wasn't there two McNeils too?
No.
I'm trying to remember. I remember there was, I want to say, I'm going to have to look up his first name. Give me a second. It won't take me long. I want to say Lewis McNeil, because I want to say that was the one that he was my DCC.
Yeah.
But I thought there was another one, but I can't remember. My mind is foggy.
Okay. So here, I'll check this out. You remember when we were grounded?
Yeah.
Were you there? Huh?
Is that when the one split in half?
Yeah. Were you there?
I was there.
I was not there for that. I was there for when Lamar was in the one they towed and the front gear ripped out.
I was on midship. I was on that shift when it happened. I was a wing walker. Not the side that got stuck, but the other side. So luckily.
And I was also there for when Cully got upset because someone left a noseless steering pan in the aircraft before they towed it out of the hangar. And they went to start to tow it, and all you heard was crunch. And he stopped everything. He looked in there, and then he took the tow, and he was like,
Cully's out here with me, dude.
Yes, he was here for a little bit working RMP. Is he out there now?
Are you talking? Oh, I'm talking Cullivan.
Oh, I was talking about Cullison.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm talking about. Remember Momo's friend? Momo's friend, Cully. Yeah, he's out here with us. I mean, I don't work with him, okay, but he's out here. I've seen him at the BX a bunch of times. You know who I just ran into? You know who I just ran into not too long ago? Is Guijo.
Guijo?
Yeah.
Bro, that's been a minute.
Yeah, he's out here, dude. And he still has his car.
He does?
With the fucking carbon fiber hood that's all faded. Yes.
Yeah. I still got mine on my Cavalier. It's faded as well. Look at that.
Yeah, I saw a motherfucker at the shop at when I was getting gas in my bike, and he pulls up and he's like, Arn? I was like, oh shit, what's up, bro? Dude, it's cool running into people, man. It's crazy. Because they don't, they're like, I got out, and then they're like, oh, you're here? It's weird.
Yeah, because you're like over in the Arizona area, right?
I am currently at...
Or is it an unknown location?
I'm currently in the Southern California desert part where they test stuff.
Oh. Gotcha. Copy that.
Have you been over here?
I went over there once it was near Mojave.
Yeah.
Same
spot. Where I'm at.
That's weird. You were probably there when I was TDY.
When? What year? I've been here since 2019.
Oh, yeah, you would have been there. Because it was just the beginning of this last year.
The fuck, dude?
Or maybe the end of it.
You should have told me, bro.
We couldn't talk about it because it was something we were trying out. So there wasn't a whole lot of talk. You know, people get really rattled when you talk about things, even though everybody knows to an extent.
I'm just saying, hey man, just let me know next time you're out here. If you're in these neck of the woods, like Nellis, Edwards area, I'm there,
mm-hmm,
dude. So okay. Yeah, bro. Hit me up.
I'll do that next time.
I'm there. Okay. So, mm-hmm. Tyndall. You remember a party at my house?
I remember a couple parties there.
That shit was so fun.
Yeah, because the main people I remember is you, Momo, Hop, Boo, Bova, and Lewis. Those are like the key people that I remember hardcore that's burned into my brain.
Party time. It's party time. Dude, that shit was fun, man.
I think Hop would always have his Crown Royal and apple juice or something of the sort. He was like that's the stuff right there. That's what his go-to was. Unless that was a little bit later, but I also just remember him drinking Crown. I don't know why. That sticks hard in my mind too.
Yeah. I just drank whatever fucked me up.
Whatever was there.
No, I think I had a keg. Didn't I have a keg? Or kegerator? I had a kegerator, and then I'd always fucking...
I want to say you did, I thought.
Which house did you go to?
The house that I remember was on a... Man, it was on like a little curb, pool? Maybe.
They have the pool?
Yeah, because didn't you have like an El Camino or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. That was good times back then, and we fuck with McNatt. Remember McNatt would come through?
Oh, yeah, old McNatt.
And we, it wasn't McNeil, it was McNatt. That's the person you're talking about.
That's
what it was. Fuck it. Remember he left his Jeep that you could start with a fucking screwdriver? He bought a brand, like an old Jeep that you could start with a screwdriver. And he left it in, G-Mops. He left in G-Mops driveway, which was around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
Remember G-Mop?
I do.
Because
isn't he doing the... He's doing the...
He's the pilot.
What is he doing right now? He's a pilot. Okay, I was going to say he's either a pilot or a flight engineer. I remember he's just, one of the two.
Well, okay, so he was a crew chief. Sorry, I was a crew dog. But, oh, hold on. Blackbeard.
Right.
Hmm?
You know you can fucking talk at any time during this entire thing. You're just sitting here, like, chilling. You're hanging out. You know you can say stuff. All right, cool. Fair enough. Good. No, he started as a crew chief. His name was Aerial Gunner. And then he fucking... Now he's a pilot, C-130.
Hell yeah. That's like, because I remember seeing some pictures, because I had a couple of friends. One guy that I worked with as a crew chief, he got out, finished his bachelor's. Now he's in the pilot program. He's currently at Shepherd. I won't say his name, but if he ever watches this, he'll know who I'm talking about. But he's trying to get on the 15s to fly. So he worked as a crew dog on them. Now he wants to fly them. So
did we work with him?
Gets selected for.
Did we work with him?
I think it was when I was in England when I had met him.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So it is a little bit forward. Sorry, but it made me think about that. But yeah, so Jeep. G-Mops driveway.
Dude, I fucking poured fucking trash bags of grass in that motherfucker. Like, I just filled it. Like, I got hammered with a bunch of guys. You know, I think it was me, Reggie, Cam, and so probably somebody else. But we fucking went around and we filled this fucking Jeep with grass clippings from the neighborhood.
That was very thoughtful of you, good sir. I'm pretty sure he thought the same.
Yeah. Oh, he was so happy about it. He actually went through and stacked him up on top of my fucking black Jeep. Like, he put him on the hood or on the top. Yeah, man, it was really. Yeah, I'm glad you're here today. Okay, so we've taken through your career so far. What are your aspirations outside of?
Outside.
And let me ask you a question before we roll into that.
No, go ahead.
During your career, were people like, "Oh, you should get your degree. You should do all this stuff." And did you follow that? Did you go get a degree? Did you get a couple degrees? What did you do? When? What do you aspire to do after you get out?
So, to me, I'm not really big with the whole college thing, right? It's just not my groove. Now, for me to make rank, right? Because to me, I'm more hands-on, I'm more technical, right? That's where I know where I want to be. And I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste my time doing something I don't think I'm going to utilize. Yep. Just like, for instance, a good explanation would be like, if I'm going to buy my kid something, I want to buy something he's going to utilize and not something he's going to use once and toss to the side, right? I want to know what's going to benefit me and run with that. So I did get my CCAF, but that was just because I already had made most of the credit. So it was like doing maybe two classes and I was done. I was like, all right, cool. But I did that a little bit later. I had to do the senior joint enlistment, but that was because I really didn't have, I was I was kind of wanting a strat at the time to make Peck.
Yeah.
And I think I had staff on. I sewed staff back on in 2013, and I didn't make Tech until 2021.
Damn. Dude, I could tell you're at NCOA from that fucking dorm background.
Yeah.
Are you on your laptop right now?
I am.
Could you take us through Crib's version of your dorm room with your laptop?
Why do you want to see my space there, good sir?
It's just a dorm Crib's version, bro. What's up? Look, what's in my fridge, dog?
I don't know. They might be like, oh, you showed this without our permission. Oh, now we're going to slap you.
Yeah.
I can hear the sex if you want. There's a luxurious bed.
I can tell by the curtains that you're in the dorms.
Yeah.
And the door, dude. Yeah. No, that's perfect. Thanks for the crib thing, because it's probably just another wall right behind you. So it's done.
It is.
You're done.
But they gave me two rooms. One's a living room, and then I have this one. You know, I'm kind of a big deal now, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're a master. Yeah. Now that you're he's seven. Yeah. Damn, dude. Hey, usually. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
No.
So, usually through this podcast, we've changed our format a little bit. We usually go this day in aviation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have no format.
We have no format. Excuse me. So, we're just going to do, we're hitting about the 50 minute mark. Here, okay, so
I know,
which is awesome, and I appreciate you being on and talking and getting this fucking, through this fucking airtime. We're not shutting you down yet, okay? We got some more stuff to do, okay? All right, but we definitely need you on again, okay?
Okay, yeah, anytime.
Let's see, I'm gonna go through this day in aviation. Ooh, hold on, I have to share my screen so that way everybody.
Doodly doodly doo.
He doesn't even. Okay. All right. Can you guys see that? No?
Yeah.
12 January 1973.
Yeah. Okay. So we usually do this day in aviation. And then we'll go through some news stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. January. I lost my penis in an ice bath. Okay, let's see. Okay, here we go. January 1973, Lieutenant Victor Kowalski and Lieutenant James R. Wise of VF-161 Charter Flight and McDonald's F-4 from the aircraft carrier USS Midway shot down a Vietnam People's Air Force MiG-17 flown by a person using an AIM-9 Sidewinder heat-seeking air-to-air missile. This was the last air combat victory by a U.S. airplane during the Vietnam War. Wow, interesting, huh?
Okay.
Look at that F-4. Look at that. This is usually what I do. Oh, look at that. Fucking talk about bootleg shithooks.
Yeah. There's actually one of those fucking on display.
We talked about bootleg shithooks on the last episode, dude. We're not talking about more bootleg shithooks.
Well, this is the pre one. Isn't that the fucking one before the shit hook?
Yeah, because that's the one where it still has the tripod legs that are attached to the outside.
The Shawnee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, dude. Shawnee.
They have one of these in the fucking Edwards Air Force Base or, in the fucking junkyard, dude. Remember the test one? I don't know. Whoa, this thing right here. Let's talk about helicopters and rotor heads, dude. Look at this thing. Fucking B-58 Hustler, dude.
Yeah.
Shane, do you know what? I mean, Frere, fuck. Whatever, man. Sorry, dude. Do you know what a fucking B-58 Hustler is, dude?
A B-58 Hustler?
It's Hustler.
Yeah.
Is it the one that's on the screen that I have to squint at with my glasses?
Yeah, it's a sick-ass bomber, dog. Sick bomber. Yeah. All right?
Says, fuck boy.
Yeah, it said fucking it's bomb shit, dude.
Well, for a minute, because I was looking at the nose of it, it reminded me of the Concorde. the British one that they had where they were trying to do like the going around the world.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Had a very similar nose style to that.
Well, I mean, probably from that picture, but no.
No. It does, but it doesn't.
It was a B-50, the Convair B-58 Hussar was a high-altitude Mach 2 strategic bomber which served the United States Air Force from 1960 to 1970. It was crewed by a pilot, navigator, bombardier, and defense system operator located in individual cockpits. The aircraft has a delta wing configuration similar to Convair's F-102 Delta Dagger and F-106 Delta Dot supersonic interceptors. Pretty fucking sweet, dude.
Back when they still
I sap. Didn't tell you about what it did just because I didn't feel like it.
Going fast, dropping bombs.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. Prototype. Lockheed L-188. Yeah, it did stuff.
Electra.
Cool. Did a lot of stuff. Whoa.
Crashed on.
Whoa. What's this? No, a Boeing airline originally Salt Lake City, Utah, after a stop in Las Vegas, continued onward to Air Terminal Burbank, California, aboard crew through fog and snow.
Mm-hmm. Captain Williams. Walker. Something.
Suddenly saw unable to avoid it, cut his engine, raise the nose. Ow, dude, that's crazy. They crashed. That sucks.
Oh, I was looking at that article where it was talking about the mountains become a trap for planes or whatever it was.
Yeah, mountains near airport become trap for planes. Let's see. Depicting rugged terrain where a Western crash yesterday on a mountain ridge, San Fernando. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
That's like by Santa Clarita, dude.
Mm.
Have you been out there? Been out this way?
On fire.
No.
Nope. It's all on fire right now.
On fire. Well, if it's the ones that's on the news that I see, yeah, it looks...
It's all on fire.
All of it.
Yeah, so this was that. This was this day in aviation. That was pretty cool, huh? You saw some stuff. We did some stuff. Woo! Let's see.
Oh, good.
What else do we do? Oh, we talk about the news.
Yeah.
Right? Talk about.
I'm all about news.
Air Force. Okay. This one's good because this is right up our alley.
Oh, here we go.
All right. More F-15Es to get advanced electronic warfare system on the New Deal. This is according to the Air Force Times, okay? Oh, and this one, a fuel tank from Eglin F-16 falls in the Florida neighborhood. I saw some pics on the internet, and people were very upset that those pics were shared on the internet.
Umbrella. You see that?
Yeah, dude, that's fucking crazy. Get out of here, Air Force Times. The Air Force is investigating how 300 gallon fuel tank fell from an F-16 Fighting Falcon into a Florida neighborhood Tuesday. Fighting Falcon. It is okay. Hold on, we're gonna take it back. We're gonna take it back real quick here. I want people to listen, and I want people to listen good.
Okay.
Now, I want people to know and listen good. It is not a fucking Viper. It is only a Viper if it is in a Wild Weasel fucking squadron. That is it. It is not a Viper. It is an F-16. Hold on. This is serious right here. Hold on. Let's stop this fucking.
I was about to say, in South Carolina, don't they call them the Vipers?
At Edwards, all their call signs are Viper, whatever the fuck. This is Viper 1. Viper.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I want you to know, right now, everyone fucking watching, it is not a Viper. Okay? Okay? It's a Fighting Falcon!
I don't believe you.
I thought like
the newer ones were Vipers. The upgraded block, whatever the
Viper.
The block 1 millions are Vipers.
It is not a Viper.
Nobody gives a shit about F-16s anyways.
That's true. They're fucking
stupid.
they're fucking stupid.
Lawn darts.
They're fucking lawn darts, bro. Those hell tails yeah.
Ain't split.
Yeah. Listen, if your tails ain't split, you know the rest of the words, man. Have you been on a F-35 yet?
Hey, me?
You been on F-35s yet?
No, I've when I did crash recovery, we got like an idea of it, but that was about it. Just because if we had to help them respond, that was about, I mean, there was nothing else they would tell us about it.
It's like the Gen Z of fucking airplanes. It's like, you know, has an attitude and doesn't really want to do anything unless you like take away its shit, you know, take away its cell phone and things like that. It doesn't really want to do anything until then.
It's a robot.
You're grounded, F-35. You're fucking grounded. Give me your phone. That's what happened. Then it'll work. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's been a couple of aircraft that I've been around that I've enjoyed.
What's your favorite so far?
Anyways.
What's your favorite so far? What's your favorite so far? That you can talk about?
Well, I mean, obviously the 15 work on it. I mean, that's just, you know, Odin's airplane, or as some people say, God's airplane. Okay, so you know, just you know, you make sure we have both sides there.
Don't talk about the shit fuck mobile. Right? Not allowed.
The shit fucks.
And then, I mean, when I went to a couple places to look at some aircraft, I probably can't talk about them. And that was just more if like the head issues or whatnot, we would assist them in responding. Yeah, that's really about it. I got a couple in my mind, but I just can't talk about them.
Nice, dude. Okay, so here's another thing that we just started doing this last episode.
Okay, what is it?
Do you know anything about X-planes?
X-planes? What do you mean by X-planes? Like the new...
Experimental
planes. It doesn't...
I've heard a little bit, but I haven't really been a part of that whole...
New.
Like,
not new. We're talking about old stuff. Okay, we're talking about... We can talk about old stuff, new stuff. We don't know anything that's new. Okay. Okay. I know about the X-59. Have you ever heard of the X-59?
Nope.
You want to talk about it?
It's big, long, sure. And stupid.
It's big, long, and stupid. So what we do is we talk about an X-plane each week.
You know why it's stupid?
Okay.
Because it has F-16 landing gear.
It does.
And a 16 like engine. See?
No, it's an F-18 engine.
I thought it was 16. I don't know. It doesn't fucking matter. It's like it's a stupid-looking 16.
It doesn't help its case. Oh. It doesn't help its case, okay, Brad?
I've actually personally helped put a lot of it together. Thank you. I have drilled a lot of holes. Put a lot of fucking bolts in there. And a lot of
steel. You see where the first problem started was Arn put it.
You put a crew chief in a fucking structure spot. Is what happened.
Or the tail split. Okay. Or the tail split.
No.
No, see?
No. All right, let's talk about it. Hold on, let me bring it up. Pardon me here while I X-59. Ooh, should I go?
Was it one of your favorite planes to work on there, Red?
Oh, by far, probably the best one ever. Said no one ever.
F-16 Viper, right?
Swear to God.
Yeah, it's a Viper.
Swear to God.
It's a all right. Cookies.
Can y'all see? Can y'all see my screen here?
Can you zoom in a little bit?
It's Quest.
There we go.
Better. That's better. Thank you. The Lockheed Martin X-59. We call it in the industry, in the business. We call it KSS Day. Not Quest. KSS Day.
Questies. Go besties.
KS. So you have to say it like that. X-59 KSS Day. All right. For the run, let's see, blah blah blah. Lockheed Martin X-59 KSS Day, sometimes styled is an American experimental supersonic aircraft under development by Skunk Works for NASA's Low Boom Flight Demonstrator Project. The preliminary design started in February 2016. We can talk about it because it's unclassed, which is really cool. Okay, I can't talk about the technical part of the fuck shit, but
yeah,
it's so what it's basically supposed to do is supposed to, like, you could do supersonic low level flight, and I am
That makes sense with the way it's
made.
I don't know if this is an actual picture. Is that an actual? That looks like computer generated.
It does. They have other pictures of it that are fucking, like, out there.
But it's kind of cool. It looks pretty cool. It's kind of weird, though. It's, look at the pointy nose.
Is that canards on them?
Yeah. Well, do they move?
Or is that just,
I don't know,
fans?
If they move or not.
No, don't, those don't move. That's just like, you know how the Concorde was? Right?
Yeah.
So they're basically trying to do what the Concorde did, just low level. Does that make sense?
Mm. It looks like a mosquito.
Yeah.
X-59 Skeeter.
Skeeters.
Like. X-59 Skeeter. That's what we're going to call it from now on. Fuck yeah. Well, that was X-Plane of the Week. Fucking X-59 Skeeter.
So Skeeter on Peter.
Hell yeah. God.
Fucking bitch. Let's see. What else? What else? Blackbeard. What are we going to talk about today? Actually, Shane Frere, good sir. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about today?
I mean, I can talk about some of my TDYs where I went to, like, Norway, Israel, Turkey. I went to Italy like 9 times. Went to a bunch of places while I was in Aviano. Or not?
What was your favorite one?
Italy. Oof, man! Like, I would say the best one. Man, there's two. Actually, no, there's more than that. There's actually 3. I would say my 3 top places was when I went to Bodø, Norway. I went to Eilat, Israel, and then I went to Aviano because I got a tour from a guy who was with us. His family lives there, or his wife's family lived there, so they gave us a ride around, like, through all the towns and stuff.
Nice.
So
nice,
it was very
dude.
Authentic. Yeah.
That's cool, man. I know one of the last times I talked to you, you talked about being, was it Ollie? Were you in Ollie?
Yeah. I think that was like the last place I was talking to where I was at before I came back.
It's probably changed a lot since I was there in 2019. I loved the fucking chow hall, or all of the chow halls there were fucking great. The movie theater, the pool. It's like being on vacation.
Yeah, they had just reopened the pool. And then for the chow halls, it wasn't too bad. And plus, I was doing a QA gig, so it wasn't like anything extreme. You know, you're just going out there and inspecting stuff that you're not normally inspecting. But hey, don't worry. It was good to go, okay?
QA? Were you QA or were you a GGR?
No, I was QA.
QA.
And then... Oh, go ahead.
So, did you go to... I'm trying to figure out what's out there. C-130s are out there.
Mm-hmm.
MQ-9s are out there.
Could be.
Gray Eagles.
UFOs.
UFOs. F-18s are out there.
The Dick Copter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And the Dick
How about bed. This? How? Let's talk about this. What's your take on all this drone activity?
You're talking about the drone activity with the United States? I have a couple ideas with that. I mean, I actually have a lot of perspective view about a lot of this stuff going on because a lot of it doesn't add up, right? Like, my honest opinion, just me, myself, free thinking as a human being in this world, right? Like, I just want somebody who's going to govern for the people, by the people, right? I don't care.
We're talking about.
I don't
want
to benefit any.
We're not talking about.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I'm getting to that little topic. For the whole for the whole drone
stuff. I like the whole roundabout way you're doing it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
If you think about how it was approached, and then you talk about like how people were like citing, and then it was like an article, right? So then it was like this place was doing it, oh, this place was doing it, or this place, right? To me, it's more like it could be a combined of both. To me, I think it's weird. However, we do have to evolve if it's anything that's related to us. Because you can't really make progress if you do the continuation of the same stuff over and over, right? Because we definitely have to think about different ways of approaching the things or situations, scenarios, depending what level you want to look at it. Because, like, just one thing I did while I was in Seymour, we went to Wilmington, and we did this. We did this class. You think it's aliens? I mean, it could be. I mean, well, people believe that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I mean, if we're the only planet that has life on it, I mean, out of this whole universe of cosmos and stars and galaxies, not. You know, anyhow, yeah. I mean, it's just depending on the information in relation to me. I mean, I'm not against anything because, like, I'm a very open-minded, like, life has to be in somewhere else besides just Earth. If we're literally the only planet rotating around our singular sun and our whole universe, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. There's so many places. But the drones in themselves... What's up?
Let me ask you a question. If so we started to explore space, okay?
Yep.
We don't know if there's aliens out there. But we've only explored like 2% of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably aliens under there.
What comes up with these numbers?
Oh, 100%.
There has to be more.
Why are we exploring space? They probably scared the, and this is just a joke that somebody did, but I agree with them. If we start exploring outside of space or outside of the Earth instead of underwater, there's something under there that scared the shit out of them. That they're like, nope, we're out of here. We're not going out of there.
Well, there's multiple ways you get it. You think about it, right? Depending like on the archetypal or because like you think about like all the civilizations that we've had, right? Cities are built on top of cities, built on top of cities. Because as you dig down, you can go through the centuries. So the thing is like, we can investigate the oceans, the earth, and everything like that, but no one really knows, right? Because like, someone could say, well, there's nothing there. And I'm like, cool, prove me there's nothing there, but they can't. I could say there's something there, but then someone could be like, well, prove to me that there's nothing there, right? It goes both ways because nobody really knows. So then you always have these two sides who are always like, oh, but there is, oh, but there isn't. But in the end, nobody really knows, so you can't say there is or isn't. But if it is something that scares them, it's either something that's more kind of like the one island that's not, that's inhabited, but it's not allowed to have like,
huh? Epstein Island.
Epstein Island.
Not that island. It's the native people that's been there for like 3,000 years, but they're excommunicated from the rest of the world,
and they still cannibals. Do
the same.
Those are the cannibals, are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it like some Asian country?
I thought it was some Asian country. Man, I don't know if it's Asian, but there was like this one dude who was trying to go there and preach. Stuff about Jesus, and they end up like stabbing him and then eating him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't take too kindly.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. Go on about the drones.
No. You're good, buddy. But I think it's healthy conversation because, like, just like you said, why are we trying to explore? I mean, like, why haven't we been back to the moon? That could be another reason, like, another thing, right? Was something already there? Because, like I was doing a lot of research just on like prehistory to like when we were doing the moon race, right? You had Russia. I think it wasn't too long ago. India did something with getting either a ship into space or something about something going around the planet itself.
I don't think they made it.
Did you hear about what? Well, India? And that's what I was trying to remember, because I was looking at some stuff, and like Russia had sent one thing that made it to Mars, but it crash landed, or it was Venus. Mm-hmm. But Venus has a very sulfuric atmosphere that it only lasted like 35 minutes before it like dwindled away. But they made it that far. And that was like back in the day. So you think about like what's happening now, what's possible, even with like the newer stuff that's going on of reaching certain places. Because if you get to a point where you can create a base or a station, especially if it's like the moon, right? The moon rotates around the Earth, right? It always keeps the same phase. That would be like a hard station point if you can make it a feasible survivability thing. Now, nobody really knows anything that's going on, or if anything's already been worked, or if anything's already been like up to that point. But I do find it kind of odd, like we went to the moon the one time and then haven't really been back. But why? And then you hear the stories, like some people say, well, it's because what they saw, it's because what they seen, or X, Y, and Z, which we don't know. But I find it interesting. I like the unknown things to a degree, but I like the new things. So then it's like you have to kind of dig and find out the research behind it.
Yo, India controls that island, by the way.
You know what we should do? Is we should have an episode 2 with the good sir on it, where we talk about the unknown and we talk about those things.
Oh, all day. You want to talk about Atlantis over there?
Yeah.
Let's talk about
the next episode, bros. We have to do it. Okay.
I already got the story. I already got all the details.
Yes. So as we go into this minute, an hour and 10 minutes here, is my internet still? Am I looking?
You're all jittery.
Robotic? Am I jittery?
Yeah, you're jumping back and forth. Like I feel like I have a fluid, but that could be because I'm seeing myself and I'm right here.
All right, give me two.
Really going for.
Oh, I'm back. Anyhow, so we need a title for the episode.
For the episode.
For this episode, we need a title right now. Mm-hmm. Forging? Mm-hmm. Here we go. I got it.
You got it.
Forging Tomfuckery with Frere.
Did you do that?
Or just Tomfoolery with Frere. What do you think?
It's whatever you want, good sir. It's
you pick it. How about you? Okay, Blackbeard.
You let me know.
Blackbeard, you're the one who
Blackbeard, what's up?
Titles up. Let's what do you got?
Oh, I like it. I like whatever you want. Whatever you say.
I'm the boss, I guess, I'm just gonna say fucking off with Frere.
With Frere. Fuck.
What?
Fucking forging fucks with Frere.
Fucking forging fucks with Frere.
Fuckery forging fucks.
I like it.
Let's see.
Fun forging fuckery.
Fun with Frere. How about that? So that way YouTube doesn't block it. Do you mind going on YouTube or no?
No, I don't mind.
You sure?
I mind.
Okay. I'm going to mind. After we get out of here, I'm going to need two things from each of you, though. I'm going to need a funny picture. No, I'm going to need a funny picture. Okay? Send to me so that way I can put it on the thumbnail.
A funny picture, huh? You talking about one that's like...
Yeah, you could be like, oh my God! You know what I mean? Something like that, okay?
I got a good one.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to need a funny picture from everybody. All right.
Sounds good.
I can make it happen. So we're about getting to the end of the interview. Frere, I really appreciate you being here. I really appreciate you giving us your time. I apologize for the delay in the beginning. I was off. I was looking at my computer screen, and it said 8:45 on it, or like 8:50, and I was like, yeah, I got plenty of fucking time. And I was thinking that it was Arizona time and not Pacific time.
Weird. You told me Pacific time. I even researched Pacific time.
Yeah, yeah.
Time. Oh, 11? Got you.
No, what I was saying is, what I was saying is my computer is still stuck on California time, and I am in Arizona currently. So I thought it was 8:45 Arizona time, which gave me an hour ahead of everybody. So I was like, oh, yeah, I still got time. And then my wife was like, hey, well, let's go pick up this truck because I need to clean out the garage. And I was like, I need the garage cleaned out because our band needs to move stuff and I want to move my streaming stuff into the garage. So, you know, yeah.
I feel like Blackbeard was on time, though, right?
Yeah, they were bothering me. They were like, where the fuck are you guys?
And I was just standing by waiting. So three out of the four wasn't bad being on time.
I don't know where Rhino went. Rhino seemed to dip out again.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, I think it was because everyone sounded like robots to him, but
maybe. Maybe that was just an excuse.
To the Italian old lady to get off the porn.
Right. So we'll go into the end of this here thing. I'm gonna just remember that you can always go to our Patreon to help out with the channel. Donate. Help us make better content. You can go to patreon.com/hangar66podcast. Yeah. Where your contribution helps out our content making. And yeah, it's only $5. Or you could be like the homie here and raise, because he raised it. He went from $5 to $10. In fact, we still have 3D printed shit that we have to send. We still have stuff we have to send you. But the last time we talked, you were on deployment, so
yeah,
it was like, oh, well, wait till I get back. So we have stuff.
Okay.
And well, since you're a paying member, you've now been on the show. And you've been back invited on the show. And that's what we've been telling people, is if you go to patreon.com/hangar66podcast and subscribe, you can be on the show.
$5.
$5. Blackbeard, if you wanna take the people through and tell them where you can find us.
Go ahead. And come on over. You can listen, like, share, subscribe, follow us on Twitch, YouTube, IG, Facebook, Rumble, TikTok, and you know, X at Hangar66podcast. Just Google it. Forget it. Think it, like it, love it.
Be good, sir. Do you have any sort of business or anything you want to shout out?
Nah, I mean, there's my YouTube for Frere's Forge and Garage. If people want to go check out some of those videos, they're more welcome to. Haven't really been on it recently. However, I will be getting back into it soon. And then hopefully I'll get my website made so I can get some products out there.
It's what kind of products exactly? Can you describe for the people what kind of products? And
yes,
take us through so that we
know. Yeah, I like making skinning knives, hunting knives, just your normal everyday utilitarian knives, custom handles. I can do the spacers in between. Working on getting Damascus so I can do Damascus as well. I want to do axes as well, whether it's more of like the Nordic style or if it's more of a, what's the name of it? It's the one for, I can't think of the name.
Chopping
it's
wood.
For, yeah, it's the one for chopping like, Yeah, the hand cut wood. So, you know, like when they used to make like beams back in the day and they would hand chop it, but it would be the axe that has one flat side. I forget the name of the axe. I want to make stuff like that and then be able to sell it. And then all of it's customizable. So if somebody wants something in the blade or the handle or something like that, and then, yeah. And leather working, I do knife sheaths and everything like that as well.
How can people get a hold of you to get such products?
My Instagram, my IG, which is going to be Frere's Forge and Garage, and then there's my YouTube. And I think both of them have points of contact to where I can be messaged so I can get back with them.
Okay.
And I did have one on Facebook, but I think Facebook closed me out on that one. I don't know why.
I'm gonna put you in a solo thing here, and I really want you to sell your knife product right now. Just sell one of your knives or something, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Sell it. Sell it hard.
If you'd really like a hand custom knife made by these hands and forged in the fires of the Norse gods, the Greek gods, or any other gods, I make the knives that are meant for you. Custom to fit your hand to a T, styled and designed to your perspective view of whatever you would like. Sheathed, so that way it'll always be protected. Just let me know, and I can customize it to any degree. The Good Sir's official warranty. Stamp of approval. That's probably the worst one ever, but it's okay.
I freaking love it. No, dude. You sold me on it. I want a knife now. Shit. I want one.
Because a lot of times people will be like, oh crap, Frere's over in this forge and he's over there hitting the steel with the hammer of Thor. I'm like, all right, calm down, guys. Get a little carried away over there.
All right. So that's a sweet beard, though, that you're allowed to have in the freaking Air Force. I will tell you that much.
What's up? Yeah, I mean, do I rock it pretty good, though? You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty good. I like it. I dig it. You're just prepped to fucking retire and get out now.
Right. I'm here at NCOA doing all the official things with an official beard and everything else. And a lot of people, because I've been, tagged in for about, there's haters. And a lot of people still go to that, oh, you did it for the thing. But I've been pegging Heathen and Esatru for probably about 9.5 years now. So it was something that I was already looking into before I kind of, which that can be another conversation down the road if you like those kind of conversations.
That would be awesome. Dude.
Conversations. I don't know about y'all.
Episode 3, bro. Here we go.
And like I said, I have no issues talking about anything. I know there's some people that I'll get in conversations with where like they get to a point where they might get frustrated. And I'm just like, well, at the end of the day, I'm still going to shake your hand and go about my way because like, can't get mad. I mean, it's just like, if you have an opinion, I'm going to listen to your opinion, but I'm going to have an opinion too. But if you get upset because of my opinion, well, I'm sorry. I don't know. But most of my opinions is just more of like, kind of like where I was explaining a minute ago, where you have like the two sides, but it's like, prove me wrong. And you can't really prove wrong because like, nobody really knows.
Yeah. You know, and if you get upset by our opinion, you could go to patreon.com/anger66podcast. Pay $5 bucks a month and give us your opinion on what you think.
Oh.
And then
you should make that like a selling point.
I just did. Hold on.
You could do the Patreon,
Hold on.
My bad.
Go to patreon.com/hanger66podcast where you'll make our content better for you.
Look at him. Look at that guy. Mm-hmm. If you want to get rid of that face.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you can never get rid of this because it's
y'all went silent.
Huh?
I don't hear you. My earbuds dead?
Oh, shit. Is your earbuds dead?
Let me see. I think my earbuds died.
Dead.
It's dead.
Dead. So still there? Dead.
Yeah, we're here. Over. Can you hear us?
So, whatever you did, Arn, I can't hear you.
It's Hold
him.
On.
It's him.
Am I back?
Yeah, you've been there the whole time.
Yeah, you are now.
Jeez, what happened?
what had happened.
I'll bet your best All right,
guys. All right, guys. Listen, this has been our show. Hangar 66 podcast. Fucking around with Frere. I got it.
What?
Frere Day Fun Day.
Frere Day.
Boom.
Frere Day.
Frere Day Fun Day.
Fun Day.
Sunday Frere Day Fun Day.
Ooh. Tell me more.
Sunday Fun Day with Frere. Got it. I got it. Sunday Fun Day with Frere. Boom. All right. We're going
to
get out of here.
I'll try to get you that pic. I'll try to get you a picture pretty quick for it as well.
Okay, I will send you my email here. I'll fucking shoot it to your
my messenger. Is that what you meant to say, sir?
Yeah, I don't know how to talk.
You don't know.
I don't know what to say.
No, we've noticed.
All right. Okay. There it is. All right, you guys. We're gonna get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jane.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Appreciate you being here.
Oh, anytime, buddy. Anytime you want to have some deep conversations, no matter what it is, I'm always down, good sir. As long as I ain't in NCOA, so.
We always need that type of stuff here. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. I got plenty, bro. Let me tell you. The older I get, the more like research I start doing. But yeah. Pick your next topic for the stuff, and if you want me on here, I'll make myself available.
Oh, we definitely want you on here. Maybe next Sunday. Are you busy next Sunday?
I shouldn't be. I should probably still just be here.
Let's go. Sunday Fun Day 2.
2.
All right.
We're gonna out of here, guys. We love you. Blackbeard, do you have anything to say to the people?
No, I don't. Nothing.
I gotta get ready to ride back to Cali.
Going back.
Yep, I gotta pack my bike up and get the fuck out of here.
So, uh-oh.
All right. Yep. All right, guys. Love you guys. We're out of here.
Love you guys. Thank you. Mm-hmm.